Chapter 3. "Thank you, God," the merchant said. There was a fence around the castle. The gate was open. The merchant went through the gate. There was no one there. He took his horse to the stable. There were hay and oats in the stable. There was fresh water. The horse was very happy. He munched on the hay and oats. He drank the water. The merchant tied the horse up in the stable. He walked to the castle door. He knocked on the door. No one answered. It was very strange. He pushed the door. It opened. "Hello?" the merchant called out. No one answered. The merchant went into the castle. He was in a long entrance hall. The lights were on. He walked down the hall. He could smell food. He found the dining room. The table was set. There was plenty of food on the table. A big fire was burning in the fireplace. The merchant was wet from the rain. He was cold from the snow. He went over and sat by the fire. "I hope the master of the castle won't mind. I just need to sit by the fire," the merchant said loudly. No one answered him. He sat by the fire for hours. The clock struck 11 o'clock. The merchant was very hungry. "I hope the master of the castle won't mind. I am very hungry. I just need to eat," the merchant said loudly. No one answered. He sat at the table. He ate some of the food. He ate until he was full. He drank until he wasn't thirsty. He stood up from the table. He walked out of the dining room. He walked around the castle. There was no one there. He found grand furniture in every room. "The master of this castle is very rich," the merchant thought. He walked around the castle for an hour. He found a bedroom. "I am very tired. I need to sleep," the merchant thought. He closed the bedroom door. He lay down on the bed and fell asleep. He woke up at 10 o'clock. He was very surprised. He had a fine new suit on him. This means someone put out new clothes for him. "A good fairy must live here. They saw my distress. They have saved me," the merchant thought. He got out of bed. He put on the new clothes. He walked to the window. "There will be snow everywhere," the merchant thought. He looked out of the window. There was no snow. It was bright. The sun shone. There was a beautiful garden. It was full of flowers. "I have never seen anything so beautiful," the merchant thought. The merchant left the bedroom. He walked to the dining room. Breakfast was waiting for him. "Thank you, good fairy. I am very lucky. You have looked after me very well," the merchant said. He ate his breakfast. Then he went to get his horse. He walked out of the door. He got to the stable. He remembered the rose that Beauty requested. He went into the garden and found a rose tree. He took one of the branches. He heard a noise. He turned around. The merchant saw a giant beast that was coming towards him.